Okay, I can do the intro.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Ready?
Yeah.
What?
I'm ready.
One, two, three, four.
Okay. A 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
7, 8, 9, 10. Uh-huh.
4, 5.
A 6, 1.
Okay.
A 1, a
7.
Two,
1.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
7.
Oh man, that was a good episode. Oh gosh.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Hey, it's Casey.
I'm Meredith.
And this is Kiera.
And we're three best friends in a long distance relationship.
We've learned some valuable lessons along the way over the last 10 years of being friends.
Now let's get to it, because
hey guys, and welcome back to the It's Been Forever podcast. I'm Kiera.
I didn't know.
I'm Meredith.
And I'm Casey.
I just yelled that.
And I'm Meredith.
I'm Meredith.
I'm Meredith.
You got to get your name
out. I'm Meredith.
Yeah. Oh gosh. And we just want to say welcome to another episode of It's Been Forever.
I just wanted to say
welcome. Welcome from all of us. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, 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 welcome,
welcome, welcome, welcome, welcome, welcome to Illyria. Actually, this is kind of fitting because we have a special episode today, ladies and gentlemen. We have a birthday in the house. It is Casey's birthday.
Birthday.
Casey's birthday. She's the big 2-8, which is wild.
Wow,
you're old.
Okay, you're literally basically,
I know, shut
29,
up. So. But I'm just gonna give you all 29? Of the old things, because like you're really in like your upper 20s. So welcome.
Ooh yeah,
welcome.
I'm like fully thrust like, into
oh, okay.
it.
Now. Wow.
I don't know. Is that right?
I don't know, but it sounded like something I would say. So I like it.
I remember last year's birthday episode, I made some comment about like, if you shoplifted now, there's no excuse.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Remember that? That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and now they're really.
Wait, have we been recording for a whole thing. Year?
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Well, we recorded that. We recorded that episode on your birthday, but it released in July.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, yes. You're right.
But we still wanted to like celebrate your birthday because it was May when we were recording.
Yeah. Wow, well happy 1 year anniversary almost. Recording anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
we've been recording since like January of last year.
Then just kidding.
We'll probably have to nail that down a little bit.
No, but today is all about Casey. Enough about the pod. It's all about Casey.
Enough about this.
Enough about this thing we do. No.
Yeah.
Tell me about me.
Tell us about Casey.
Tell me about what you guys think about me.
Oh, let me tell you.
Oh, tell us, Mare. Tell us your innermost thoughts.
No, I was joking.
Oh, well, I kind of wanted you to say something. Well, I'll say something then. If you've been listening for a while, you kind of know, obviously, our history, that we are three best friends in a long-distance relationship. But really are.
No, then what? Then what?
Yeah, we really are. Three best friends in a long-distance relationship. But we all three met in college in Kansas, but figured we'd take you back to the moments that Mare met Casey, that I met Casey, just to give you just a little picture of what life was way, way back in the day. Because at this point, freshman year of college was like
2014.
Almost.
It's
10
the year 2014.
Ago. 9 years ago.
Oh, gross.
No, it's officially 10
it's
now.
Disgusting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I guess fall of this year. Yeah,
it's
will be.
Fall 10. Of 2024. But we've talked about this maybe a little bit like early on in the podcast. But if you're new, or if you're like, I just can't be bothered to go back and listen to some of those old
honestly
episodes,
understandable,
you know,
but like go back.
I get it.
So
we're just going to review. Yeah. Here's a little recap of our friendship.
Recap.
That was my rewind.
Yeah, I love that.
No, I heard it. Yeah.
Thank you.
The quick recap is, I am from Virginia, Mare from Pennsylvania, Casey from Iowa. we all gathered in Kansas. That sounds so random. Honestly, when I tell people here, they're like, why Kansas? And I'm like,
it doesn't make sense.
No. And then you have to explain the like Mennonite and that there's like Mennonite schools. Right. And then they're like, oh, are you Amish? Right. Like, no. So you go to an Amish school.
Right.
I literally wore this outfit growing up. Right. Like, but my relatives are Amish.
Oh,
so.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. You are the outlier
there. Then you make us go back. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah,
Mayor is the Pennsylvania
Mennonites.
My
grandpa grew up Amish. That's it. Yeah.
So you're basically Amish is what I just heard.
My parents are third cousins.
Wait, what? Well, actually, I can't even talk. My parents are not that far off from that. They just found out. My parents are fourth cousins.
And that's why we moved out of our hometowns and married someone from a totally different gene pool.
My parents are different races.
They are 127th cousins.
Yeah. They're relatives under God.
Please. Sister and brother in Christ.
In Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
So, anyways, Kansas.
How we got there, I don't know, but Kansas. Yeah, we all met in Kansas. But a fun fact, I mean, I'll go first on how I met Casey. This will be a little recap, but I will try to do my best to just honor the moment, the very moment we met.
With the moment our eyes
The moment our
locked
eyes locked.
From across
exactly.
the room.
Exactly. Well, they kind of did. But they were forced to lock. Because... Okay, so I will get there. In the Mennonite world, we have these conferences every summer, every other summer. Thank you. I was looking at you to give me the gist. Every other summer, we would meet up in a new city in like a conference hall and do like worship sessions.
We did technically call it convention.
Convention.
So sorry.
Yeah. But, what did I say?
Conference.
I totally meant convention. That is weird. I don't know if I've ever called a conference. I meant convention.
No, Mayor went to conference.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm. Because I was a part of a different Mennonite denomination.
Yeah, she was in the other.
The less cool
the
one.
The other one.
The less funded one.
Oh we yeah, maybe that's what it was.
And less fun.
Less veteran and less fun.
It's called. The Conservative Mennonite Conference, and it's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, to be a fly on the wall.
If you know what a Mennonite is. I actually did go to one that was in Kelowna.
Really?
Like one night of it or something, and it was at my school.
Oh.
The Conservative Mennonite
Conference? Yeah.
You didn't, like, meet Meredith then?
There's, like, people with coverings at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was not this convention. Okay,
so anyways,
to take a picture.
Yeah, you guys are Mennonite Church USA.
Correct.
Which is totally different.
We look, if we were walking the streets of what we met in, like, Chicago, like, you wouldn't probably know us to any different to any other person walking.
Why Chicago?
Walking the street. Isn't that the one that we went to?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I don't know anything.
So super different city.
Columbus, but still, it's like... I think we were at this Mennonite convention, but if we were out in Columbus, we wouldn't really look that different on the outside.
You wouldn't look at them. You wouldn't have looked at us and you would have been like, there's something different about them. You would have thought, wow.
There's a big clump of people.
Why is that group of people walking together with lanyards around their neck?
Correct.
That's weird.
Correct.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, in our particular age group, which was the 7th grade.
Yeah.
So you're young, you don't know anything, and you're thrown into this group of like 100 of others of 7th graders. I said 100 and then I realized it was more than 100.
It was way more than 100.
You're kind of put into these small groups and you're supposed to like talk about your life and do these activities together all week, and then like,
and you're stuck with each other literally all week. It's like you get assigned a group and it's like, nope, this is your group.
And I like, even back then I could like talk to people, but I was like, I need to have my younger brother went with me, and then one of my best friends from church went, and I was like, I have to have the two of you there or else, like, in my group, or else I don't know what I'm gonna do. So I was already stressed.
And I literally didn't know anyone in the entire room.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little bolder than I. But we were
I had no choice.
Randomly bold just by pressure, by force.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were we kind of got placed in the same small group of sorts. And I just remember being like, we like had like three conversations, me, you, and Emma. And then we were like, yeah, this is going to mm-hmm. be, this is going to work.
This is going to work out.
Like, we're going to be okay. And then poor Bryson was just there. All right. It like started off me, Emma, and Bryson. And then like, bye.
Do you remember George?
I'll be honest. No.
Okay. So let me tell you about George. So George was the same age as Bryson.
Oh, okay.
And he was the other little rando in our okay. group. George was annoying.
Okay.
And he wore... Okay, so don't come at me right now.
Okay, George, if you're listening, I'm
but so he sorry. Was wearing Crocs. Do you remember he was wearing okay. black Crocs?
I might have blocked him out.
And like, he would wear all black outfits.
Crocs
and
back then?
Is, yes. This is like 20... Or 2008?
I don't even know.
2009?
Yeah, I want to say that sounds right.
Crocs were not cool, you guys. And honestly, they're still not. I'm sorry.
Hot take.
Kill me.
Hot
sue
take.
Me. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. But Crocs at this point were like weird. Like you, if you yeah. wore Crocs, you were like, you were kind of weird.
Yeah. Poor George.
And George all week kept trying to like hang out with us. But he was also like way younger than us. And he kept just like. Like, we'd be talking, and he'd be like, what are you guys talking about?
Aww.
Like,
he was that kid. So like, he really wanted George. To weasel his way in.
Yeah. And so we're like, well, why don't you go talk to Bryson?
Oh, my gosh.
You need to ask Bryson if
please.
He remembers George.
I know
George.
He's going to listen to this. So please send us an email. Tell us if you remember George.
Or you could just, like, text your sister,
I
too,
guess,
and just be
I
like, yeah,
so.
I remember
I guess that works.
You could also do that.
Was that it from George?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
He just was
kind of
weird.
Like forced him into
like,
each other.
Our group really, really clicked.
Yeah.
And then we had George.
Yeah.
Because like even Bryson was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
So cool.
He was a fun younger brother that wasn't like annoying
right.
Georgie.
We all had a good time. And it was just one of those yeah. where like you're like, oh, this is a fun summer friendship. That's cool. Probably will never see you again. You know, like just one of those.
Yeah, like
especially when you're in middle
super
school.
Super fun to see you.
Anyways, kind of the story goes, every, you know, other year we'd have this conference and we would end up being at the same conference and meeting
convention.
Up. Why am I saying conference?
I don't know.
Get out of here.
Am I okay? Okay. It's my drink. I meant convention.
It's my drink.
Anyway, we would just like meet up, stay connected. Flash forward to senior year. Casey's like, hey, I'm going to this college in Kansas. You should come with, apply, come to this, you know, academic weekend. And long story short, I did. Ended up loving it, but I didn't want to admit that I loved it as much as I did. And then obviously that's mm-hmm. where we ended up going. Mm-hmm. And just so funny how that all kind of like turned around. And then Mare also went there. Yeah. So shout out to Heston College. Yeah. Woo-woo, if you're listening. I don't know who would, you know, of all the professors, I think Kevin Wilder would be listening to this.
Do you think?
I think that. Out of all of them, I think he would be listening. So if you are, hello.
Kevin, we love you.
Kevin, we love you. And that's where the three of us met, like officially met, yeah. and then mm-hmm. became like such best friends.
I think the biggest blessing of that weekend that when we both went and visited Kira is that there was a huge snowstorm and your flight got canceled and you had to stay an extra like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And we were able to hang out just like a little bit longer. And I think you were already kind of leaning towards yes to going, but I think that additional 24 hours.
Thank you to the snowstorm.
Thank you, snowstorm, because you had to leave and I was like, no, I don't want you to leave. And obviously like, I had no choice.
Yeah.
And then your flight got canceled. And then I was like laying in a bed somewhere. I don't know. But then you came and jumped back in bed
Aww.
With me. And you're like, I don't have to go because my flight got canceled.
Oh, that's cute.
It was like something. It was something like that. It was just like, I don't know. It was just that weekend was so much fun.
Yeah.
And it just helped both of us like decide.
Yeah.
I mean, I was already going to go. But like it helped me even feel more comfortable that.
Yeah. I think a big thing is like knowing I have like one, at least one person that I know to like get through the uncomfortable thing. So like convention, like, okay, at least I know these people. Like, okay, if I meet other people, that's great, but at least I have like my safety net to fall back on.
Yeah.
So I think in a way it was like, okay, well, I know this person. I think she's cool. We're friends now. Like if I do come, at least I'll have like someone, you know, I won't be like completely alone, but
which I think is funny now because I think you could totally do something like that completely. Yeah,
I think I've changed in that way.
You'd kind of thrive in that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It ebbs and flows. Your favorite. But
you love like talking to people on planes. Like
you always say that, which is funny
because it's so weird. It's well, so counter like our generation.
I know. I think it really depends for me. If it's like a 2 p.m. flight.
Well, it's got to be the right person. Sure. Is something on your tongue? Because I know.
I'm sorry. I think
now.
I have a dog hair in my mouth.
Well, get it. Try it. I don't know if I can see you. I can't see you like continuing to get something off your tongue for the remainder of this episode.
Okay. I'm going to pretend that it's off and just like hope for the best. I can't find it.
Swallow
it. I know. I'm going to swallow it. I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh. Okay. Merritt, when was the first time that you locked eyes with Case?
Which is like a recap, obviously. If you want like the full first initial reaction, we have done this
before.
Go back
to season one.
Mary, you're so dumb. You're trying to be Kiara.
Yeah, of her.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So we finally have a bad picture of her. Here, look really cute, Case.
I got you.
Perfect. Okay.
We deserved that.
Yeah. So... like you've heard, these two knew each other long before Heston. However, I came into the picture a little late. So at the beginning of freshman year, I lived in a totally different wing. These two lived in the same wing.
We live right next to each other.
Yeah, they live right next door. I was friends with some other girls that were on their wing that they were... we all like became really good friends. And I was hanging out with them in the library one day. And Casey walks in, and instantly I'm intimidated. Casey, if you've met Casey, you probably had this similar reaction of like, okay, Casey walks in a room and she owns the room. Like she like,
you're making me uncomfortable.
No, this is a compliment. Like Casey walks in the room and like she like runs the vibe of the room.
Mm.
Like what Casey's feeling, the rest of the room radiates.
That's a good way.
You know?
Yeah.
And so she walks in, and I instantly am like, I have to be her friend.
That's kind of annoying, though.
That's a great quality to have.
That's like, it's a leadership quality.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
good.
I'm a leader.
You're a leader, not a far away.
Amen. It's true. So she walks in, and I'm like, I have to be her friend. But how do I make friends? Because, you know, this is third week of freshman year. Yeah. I've grown
also,
up.
Can we
with
give
the
a
same...
brief description of what? Yes, I was going to say of like, you have like a braid in your hair.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Give us the visual. Such a scene.
I just was like, the most sheltered little like my school. There were 50 people in the high school. I graduated with 12 people in my class. Like I've known 8 of them since preschool. I haven't had to like meet new people. Since like kindergarten,
which is
so
wild.
Like,
oh,
wild, you know what I mean? About. So going to college, like it was so scary of like, how do I? And I remember people telling me like, you will, like your personality, you'll make friends. And I just didn't believe them.
It is so hard for me to even fathom that, like what you went through to
all of the obstacles you've had to overcome.
Shut up.
Like you're kind of an inspiration.
Actually, should we write a movie on your life?
Wait, can we turn this around and talk
actually,
about
Actually, I was going to say, Casey. Stop trying to turn this around.
We'll save that for a later episode.
I'm commandeering this episode for me. So anyways, Casey walks in and she's like, oh, and Casey, she just is so dramatic. She's like,
yes,
oh, I'm starving.
I can envision that. I was not in that class, but like, I can envision it.
And like, I can still picture you and hear you saying that phrase, like, I'm starving. And I've never had this snack really ever. I happen to have some like iced animal crackers.
Frosted frosted.
Were they frosted? Crackers. Okay, they were frosted. And I was like, well, I have some animal crackers. Do you want some?
Mare shaking her hands.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I'm like, please be my friend.
Begging.
Can I buy your love?
She's actually like bowing at my feet.
I'm like, we didn't mention that part. I'm kissing her feet. Yeah, actually.
She's crying. She broke her alabaster jar and it kept like a pouring perfume like on my feet.
I'm like trying to get one of her toes in my mouth. Yeah. So
oh my gosh.
Sorry.
You always gotta take it there.
I know I had to.
And that's when you only knew 8 people your whole life. That's when that comes out right there.
Yep. So anyway, she's like, yeah, great. So she ate some of them. And then
I don't know what happened. I kind of blacked out after that. But then we were just like
never
friends.
Left. I just was stuck to you guys'
Thank
side.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Thank you to that animal cracker. I mean, podcast ever gets big enough, we got a sponsor.
We get sponsored by
Animal Cracker. The brand.
Is that probably the brand?
No. It was probably like Clancy's. It was probably from Aldi.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love that though. I you know, it's obviously why would we want to think about this? But like, what if you didn't have anything to eat?
I don't know.
What would have been?
I mean, we still would have been friends. I still would have hung around everyone.
You think it would have worked out?
But that we wouldn't have this quintessential story.
That moment.
It would have just been like, we're friends because Meredith hung out with my friends.
We're friends because my friends are friends with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're friends by association.
Yeah.
So actually, like we're friends in a group, but never friends one-on-one.
Mare said, you can come back to my dorm room. I have animal crackers there. If she didn't
have
them
in person. And then I locked her up. That sounds.
And then I was stuck in Mare's room for about a month before she let me out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I set that up really badly.
And then I mixed my pee with some hot chocolate powder.
And okay, reference to a previous episode. Please go listen.
Or don't.
I love
how
fine.
Kiara always does. Okay, so just like shout out to like another
episode. I mean, there's some things we say and I'm like, this is
no,
so
there
out
are.
Of context. If this is your first one,
I know, but it's always
so
it's always Kiara. It's always Kiara who's like, so just in case you were curious where that the comment just derived
I can't
from.
Tell you exactly the episode, but it just listen back.
Oh, gosh.
Just homage to a different episode. So just, yeah. She's always the one who does it, though.
It kind of is, though. But it kind of brings back to center.
Yeah, so that's how we all kind of became friends. So
and look at us now.
Wow.
Still friends.
Podcasters.
You're an overcomer.
No, I think I like what you said, though, about Casey, like about how she just commanded the room. Even like freshman year of college, I feel like you still do that. Like there's a way about you. That you do have, I know we said like leadership and like haha, but it is that though. You have a way about you that like you want to be on your side because you know you can like fight to the death for the people that you love. And I think that like people see that in you and like want to be there for you. So I don't know. I feel like just seeing that little quality of like freshman Casey and then like seeing it now as like a 28-year-old almost.
Wow.
It's kind of cool to see.
Today is my birthday.
Today? Does it?
I am 28.
Out on
the day
Wednesday?
That this releases. It's out on Wednesday.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize
the
it
29th.
Was a Wednesday. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, then today
it is my birthday.
Happy birthday. Should we sing?
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Today my day.
Hey.
Make a wish about a cake. Hey. We did this last time
I know.
Too.
We did this last year. And you said, what's that song called? And I said, happy birthday.
And then we played it. And
I mean, I was literally gonna be like, what?
That
flashback to 1 year ago. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm gonna turn this around and I'm gonna talk about my initial reactions of you guys then just
gosh.
Like based off of these interactions.
Okay.
Where you guys met us. So I'm gonna talk about Maris first just because we just talked about it. But I remember like you were with my roommate. Molly,
mm-hmm.
And there was actually like a group of you, like there was multiple people.
Yeah, I think we were doing Biblet stuff.
You were doing something, but I only remember you because you were the only one who talked. No one else in that group talked besides Molly because Molly knew who I was, but then everyone else in the group didn't say anything. So I, like, even if you would have been like, oh, sorry, I don't have any food, like, even if the fact that you spoke, I just was like, oh, hey, no worries. But like you did. And I was like, oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. Thanks. It was just like everyone just I remember was just like staring at me. And I was like, hi. And then I probably was looking at Molly like, oh, I'm starving. And then you were like, I have. And then I'm like, oh, sick. Great. Like to me, it was like. She's using like she's making a human connection where everyone yeah. else was just sitting there and kind of being bizarre. So I think I respected you for just being participating.
Being a human.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're listening to this and you remember this interaction, I'm sorry. I don't remember anybody else in that interaction
you
literally
don't
besides you and
care.
My roommate.
You don't matter. That's what I meant.
You don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't speak up, you don't matter. And if you're mute, sorry.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I just don't remember. You should have said something.
Yeah.
This could have been.
This could have been.
You could have been on this podcast.
That's what I was going to say. Could have been you. Could have been you.
And then, Kira, with you, I remember thinking, like, why is she so nice? And I've maybe said this before. But I was just like, why is she being so kind? Like, I was, like, waiting for the. I was waiting for the.
Shoot!
Help!
Shoot!
What's
a drop
the thing. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I was waiting for something. Something's dropping.
Waiting for drop.
I was basically waiting for.
She's waiting for your balls to drop.
I don't think they ever did.
I was ready. I was waiting for you to give up the act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I was like, okay, I get it. Like we met. You're nice. We're past that initial, but you just kept being nice all week. Like you never stopped being nice.
Aww.
And. You're still nice.
Oh, thank you.
This day. And I know I've already told you this before, but I thought Emma and I were going to end up being the ones who were friends long term.
I did too.
More so than you
it's
and
funny.
I.
I did too, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
And honestly, if Emma would have come to Heston, I'm sure we all would have had
I know.
A ball,
she was like
you know
this
I mean?
Close because both of her parents went there. She was like this yeah. close to going to Heston and didn't.
Emma, we could have been really good
Emma,
friends.
I really think.
Emma, you could have been on this podcast.
Emma, I'm really disappointed in you.
What if, Mary, you weren't on this podcast and, Kira, it wasn't actually you, but it was Emma?
Wait, so it was just you and Emma?
No, and then whoever else Mare would have been, because it wasn't Mare, because...
Oh, if someone, some other hoe had
talk.
Animal crackers?
Yeah, some other hoe had animal crackers and talk.
Hey, you know what I just thought of? I have relatives that are the last name Petersheim.
Really?
Maybe we're...
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My aunt married a Petersheim, so my cousins are Petersheims.
Wait. You're probably
from
Illinois.
Like
from where?
From Illinois. Oh. Arthur, Illinois. I mean, it's a Mennonite
branch.
Area. So
that's actually
Emma, if you have relatives in Arthur, Illinois.
Dang.
Let's connect.
Let's connect.
Let's connect.
Get connected.
You could be
for
like,
free.
For free.
With education connection.
You could be like fifth cousins, like twice removed or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways,
Emma.
Should we get into like reflection time on the year?
Sure.
Okay.
Reflection time? That gave me the heebie-jeebies of like, get out your journal and reflect on this prompt that's on the chalkboard.
Oh.
Chalkboard.
Am I the
wow.
only... Hello. Did you know what school I went to?
Whiteboards? You didn't have whiteboards?
By
at
the
least?
Time we were in high school.
Oh.
Man.
But not for the little kids.
Not for the little kids.
Well, I meant
actually,
more
even
so
in high
like,
school, I don't remember a whiteboard.
I remember the day that I walked into my classroom and they were putting a whiteboard over top of the chalkboard.
Oof. Like, and it was
I
like a
love
screen
the
that went down.
For the teachers.
Like that?
No, it was like, you know how whiteboards are whiteboards, right? They literally glued that whiteboard on top of the chalkboard.
Really?
Yeah, I remember watching it and being
weird.
Like, this is like, I remember thinking like, this is going to change. For
this is
going to
change
time.
The game forever.
Yeah.
And then I remember when we got a smart board, I was like, we are living in the future.
We are the future.
We are the world.
We are the world.
We are
now
the
I know that song. Come on.
Yeah. I'm glad you know that now.
You know it.
That's actually a reference to like a previous episode.
Thank you. I wasn't going to say it.
That was like
I
episode
two, probably.
Conscious.
can't tell you what episode, but we did at one point have an episode where
if you
talk
go look
about
back on our reels, I'm sure you'll find it.
No. No, what I meant by reflective was just specifically for Casey, so we can kind of take a seat back.
Okay, about my
about your year, Case, in your 27th year of life, you know.
Sure.
How was it? Yeah, how was it?
I think at one point we talked about, like, what are we proud of for this year?
Oh,
and
that's cute.
This was probably, like, from season one or something, but I talked to, like, professionally I was kind of proud of myself and stuff like that, and I have... You know, I conquered a job that I never thought that I was gonna be able to do, like, ever. And didn't really desire to do, honestly. It was more of like, hey, we need you. You'll be good in this position. You need to believe that you can do it. And I need you to step up and, like, do it. And it was, it ended up being a really good thing for me. And I think it grew me a ton in my 27th year. So I was thankful for the opportunity, and at this point, well, we are recording this a little bit early. So, but at this point, like, I'm actually stepping away from that job now to be a mom, and it will be interesting to see, like, what year 28 is and fully being a mom and kind of changing huge course of action for my literal life. But I think I also grew a ton, like, as a coach. I've learned a lot. Parents make sports tough as a coach. And so it's just a friendly reminder, if you are a parent, know that your coach is also a human.
Just want to point that out.
We are humans and we do also have feelings. But I think I grew a ton this past year as a coach, and just, like, knowing my vision and my passion for volleyball and for coaching the sport and what I want girls to learn out of a season with me beyond just the game.
Yeah.
And so I think I grew a lot in my confidence of who I am and who I want to help others become. And I don't feel like I'm as wishy-washy as, like, yeah, that's fine, it'll work out, or, like, yeah, whatever. I just kind of have a standard for myself, which maybe you thought I had a standard for myself before, but I feel like really now, like, there's certain things I'm like, no, I just don't really want to associate myself with that. Like, it's just not worth it for me anymore. Like, I don't know.
Like, specifically with kind of coaching things that, or with other things too?
I think this plays into a lot of things. Like, I don't like hot dogs, and you're going to wonder, well, how the heck did we get here? I don't like hot dogs, and I'm not going to pretend that I don't, that I'm, like, okay with everyone eating hot dogs. I'm like, yeah, let's have hot dogs. I don't want a hot dog. I'm going to tell you that I don't want one.
Yeah.
Or, I know you guys really like Taylor Swift. I don't really like her. Sorry.
It's
I don't.
Okay.
And there's certain, like, I don't know. There's just certain things that I'm, like, I'm okay with being the outlier in a group who is able to just be like, no, sorry, I'm not into that. If you guys are doing that, that's totally fine. Like, please enjoy, have fun. But I'm probably going to go do something else.
Yeah.
Purely from a, like, you guys will enjoy yourself more and I will enjoy myself more if we do our own thing.
Yeah.
And not being, getting my feathers ruffled because somebody, like, wants me to do something or whatever. Just kind of being confident and, like, no, this is the way I'm gonna do it, and, like, if you don't like that, then sorry. But know that I've personally put a lot of discernment and, like, a lot of thought behind my decisions before I just make them. Yeah, if that makes any kind of sense.
No,
yeah,
it does. I mean, it sounds like you're just setting clear, like, not only, like, just boundaries within yourself to, like, not just go with the flow for the sake of it, but just to be like, I'm staying true to myself, and I don't really, like, I think not caring about what other people think in that situation is, like, perfect, because I think some people do overly think about that, or, like, want to just get on a bandwagon just because everyone else is, and not think about, like, oh, what do I actually think about this or believe about this? I never get to that place. So I think that totally makes sense. And I think that's very, I do think like in your, like as you age in your 20s, like I feel like people like just stand more on their wants and desires and beliefs more than ever. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really cool to hear that. Like, I don't, I think I'm getting to that place, but I've never, I think you, out of the three of us, you've always been the one that like has really had that drive in you the most. And I think it's very like encouraging and like kind of just shows like, no, you can just say no to something and be like, I don't like that. Like, that's okay. And not feel like you need to give a reason or need to like overly be apologetic about it. Just like be like, that's not for me. And that's fine. And I've always looked up to that.
I don't feel like this is a new thing necessarily for you. I've always pictured you as someone who like, you're not going to give in to the like wave of whether it's like mainstream things or like we've talked about pick me girl. Like, you're the opposite.
Yeah. Don't pick me girl.
Yeah.
Can you actually leave me alone?
Leave me alone, girl. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think another big thing that I am standing on is everybody has screwed up in their life. And everyone deserves forgiveness. Everyone deserves to be heard. Everyone deserves a second chance. And everyone deserves forgiveness, because I am in absolutely no position, zero position, to ever condemn somebody of their life and deem my faults more worthy than theirs. I think we, I mean, obviously in humans, we love to, and I think it's so natural, we don't even think about it. We create these tiers of like, well, that's bad, but like mine isn't as bad as your bad. So like, technically I'm still better than you because I didn't do that bad of a thing in comparison to your thing. And so we kind of justify, we just justify why I'm still better than you. Even like, obviously, like, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but like, do you remember what you did?
Yeah.
And the thing is, God doesn't equate sin on any specific scale. And obviously, you know, he has his 10 commandments and the certain things that he holds obviously near and dear to his heart and that are very important to him. But at the end of the day, Jesus died for everything that we did, any mistake that we ever have made and ever will make. And we have to get rid of canceling people. We have to get rid of completely writing people off because they did one thing wrong in our life. And I'm not saying just because you did something wrong and you asked for forgiveness means you get to live a completely normal life. You know, sometimes we do mess up a ton that we have to kind of like, you know, live with those consequences and, you know, here are the consequences of my own actions. Like, yes, that's absolutely true. We got to love each other. And there's just so much nastiness in the world, especially I feel like over this past year. Since my birthday, 2023 to 2024, we've had a couple wars. We've had, you know, just gross, sad things. And there is just too much bad things going on in the world to create even more bad, because we just want to keep feeling like we're better and less bad than other people. That just makes me sad.
Yeah.
And so I definitely want to come from a position of being sympathetic. I want to listen to what people have to say. I want to give grace. Even when I don't want to give grace, I want to give grace.
Yeah.
And I just want to continue to strive for patience every day so that I don't write people off right away. Because I know that I have.
Yeah, that's good.
And I know that something like I look at someone immediately and I'm like, ugh, weird. Like George.
Yeah.
I wrote off little George.
Yeah, who knows? George is probably thriving right now.
George might be a freaking stud. Like, poor thing. But, you know, I equated him in my mind as this. And you know, this obviously is not the best example for that. But, like, we have this – we come up with this ideal in our head or from what people have told us. And I want to not create a persona in my head for you. I want to meet you and I want to get to know you. And I want to know your heart and know who you are before I determine who you are. And – I think I've always felt that way, but as I move into this next year of life, I really just want to stand on that and just remember that we're all out here for the first time doing our best and learning how to interact with each other and in a very imperfect world with very imperfect people. But yeah, I just want to forgive and I want to give people an opportunity to show me their true character and not value things off of one thing. So
shoot.
There it is. I think it's probably the biggest thing from year 27 moving into 28.
That's great.
That's big. That's wise words.
And I'm not saying that's going to be easy because, like, people are annoying and people can tick me off and people can do things where it's like, you don't deserve any of what I just said. But that's when I have to check myself and say, what do you deserve?
Yeah.
Who told you that you deserved anything?
Yeah.
You don't. I know that I don't. And I have to remind myself that I don't. But because he died for me and loves me.
Yeah.
That is what I'm called to do. So
that's good, Case. Not you just preaching the gospel right there. Okay.
Sorry.
Just God loves each and every one of you. I mean, I think that's huge because I think people tend to really struggle with forgiveness specifically, especially when they've had like a huge wrong done to them and they're like, how can I actually forgive this person for what they've said or done or said that they would do, whatever it is. Like, I think,
or like, you disagree with me, how can I ever see eye to eye with you? And that makes me really sad.
I think it's no wonder that that is literally in the Bible, to forgive like even your enemies and forgive someone like 70 times 7 times is like it's almost an unfathomable number that you should. And it's like the art of doing that over and over is wild. And I feel like that's so wise, everything that you just said, because I think there's still a couple things in my life and people in my own life that I'm like, have I really forgiven them for that? And I can say that I have, but like when I act a certain way or talk about them a certain way, I'm like, oh, clearly I have it. And then also, like, why am I still bringing them down for, like, sure, they did something horrible. At the end of the day, kind of like what you said, like, we're all trying to make it out here, and some people are dealing with consequences of their own actions, and I think that's just up to them and them and God, and not up to, like, you and them and God. You know, that's just them and God, and that's kind of what it is. But, like, to just truly take that to Jesus, I don't know, is a harder thing to do than said. But I love that that's, like, something you've been, like, wrestling with and, like, have seen in this year.
I mean, I would say this year I had to ask for forgiveness for a specific scenario. And it was one of the most humbling things ever. Like, I literally had to look multiple people in the eye and I had to say, I am so sorry. I betrayed your trust. Like, do you know how hard that is? Like, it makes my skin crawl even like thinking about it, because like I did something that caused you to feel a way that you never should have felt. And owning up to that is really hard. And having to see people struggle through that and like I'm fortunate where saying sorry is not something that's very hard for me to do. I think it's a gift that I was given. I think there's definitely times where I need to do a better job at it, but I immediately know in the moment, ooh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm so sorry. That was rude. Or like I say something to Bryce and he'll look at me like, interesting tone. And I'm like, I know. Ew, sorry. Like, what the heck? Yeah. And so I'm very thankful that I don't feel that pressure to not say sorry. I don't know. Because I know that it's hard for some people. And I know that the way that they express their sorrow and how they have wronged you isn't always as simple as being like, hey, I'm really sorry for doing this. They express it in a way that is non-traditional and like not as validating as a human to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful that I am able to do that, but it was also a really good experience for me to like truly, truly screw up and look at someone in the face. And instead of just like a quick moment of like, oh shoot, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry. It was like, I literally had to like ask for forgiveness. Like, I need you to listen to me for 30 seconds and I need you to know why I did what I did and how this affected you and how I know that I affected you and like that. And I think that's really good. Mm-hmm. It was really good for me to do that. And I think if we all could like, you know, try to say sorry a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it could be something kind of stupid too. Like I told Bryce, I was like, can you just give me that? And then he was like, and I was like, I know, sorry.
Yeah.
But like, I could have just been like, oh, well, like, you're not giving it to me and I'm asking you. Like, you know, you can always kind of turn situations around and be like, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. But like, little things add up. And
Yeah, that's a good case. I don't know. That feels like humility too. Like being able to get to that place of being like, no, I need to, kind of what you said, like, look me in the eye. I'm going to tell you, like, this is what I need. I need forgiveness from you, or you could fill in the blank with whatever, but to like have that face-to-face interaction. I don't know. I think a lot of people shy away from that because that's what's 100%. Uncomfortable.
It's scary. You know how scary it is to look somebody in the face and say, I did something bad to you and I'm really sorry that I did that. Like, honestly, throw up, gag me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's like the worst.
Like, admitting that you did bad at something. And for me, honestly, like, I hate being bad at stuff. I want to be good at everything. And the fact that I was bad at something and it affected you negatively.
Yeah.
And I have to admit that.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Like, I want to do anything else but
literally anything but that.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That's huge for 27. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
I know there's a lot of 50-year-olds that don't do that. You know? Like, that's great.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I guess on a different note, what are you excited about this next year?
Well, obviously, I'm excited to be a mom. I'm excited to fully dive into the world of motherhood.
Yeah.
And... I'm really excited to watch Bryce become a dad.
Yeah.
I'm
like, that's so cute. Pumped. What the heck?
Wow. Sorry. Wow. Actually, I'm not sorry.
No, don't apologize.
I literally, it's just, I love that I feel like Bryce and I have grown up together.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Like, obviously, we met when we were 18, which isn't technically growing up together. But in a lot of ways, when you turn 18 and transition into adulthood.
Yeah.
You grow up more.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
You're on your
10-year
anniversary too, essentially.
Yeah. 10 years together.
Wow.
And I love that I've got to see him grow in so many ways because if you knew Bryce when he was 18 compared to how he is today, not
different
the same
man.
Person.
Different.
And not even like a little,
like a lot.
He's actually not even the same person at all. In great ways, by the way. Not that he was bad before. He just has, he's developed and grown up a lot. But I'm just, I I'm so excited to watch him love somebody else and love something that him and I created. Ew. Sorry. Don't read it into that.
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
No, that's cute. That's cute.
Yeah.
But I watched
A product
Outlander.
Of your love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a product of our love. I watched Outlander, which we've talked about this show before, Mare and
yeah.
Kira, you need to watch it someday. Yeah, but the two main characters, they have a kid together, and they say a part of our love gets to live on forever. Mm. And I love that because your love has created this human, essentially, and then that human will go out and, you know, be a human and live the whole life experience that we've lived, and like they're together because we loved each other.
That is so cute. I've never thought of it like that.
Isn't that cute? So I was like obsessed with that, and so I'm excited for that, but I'm also excited I'm also excited to not work in a conventional way.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I feel like I've kind of been on the go my whole life. I'm like someone who from morning till dusk, I want to be out of my house doing something. And for the first time in my life, I'm not going to be doing that. And I think it will be a really good challenge for me.
Yeah.
To like, actually, how about you just stay home today?
Yeah.
And just...
Be a mom.
And
yeah,
like
take
do
care
some
of this
dishes.
Little person.
Yeah. So that'll be
that's
good for me.
So exciting. Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
I can't say that I'm like 100% like thrilled about the whole thing, but I am more excited than I'm not.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean,
that's good. Definitely yeah. more excited than you were like 6 months ago.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I am just thrilled. Honestly, I was telling Bryce this the other night. I am thrilled. I am blessed. And I'm so thankful for this podcast. Honestly, aww. Even if no one listens, it is such a stress relief. Mm. It's such a, like, what's another good word I can use? It's a place that I can come and just like bare my soul.
Like an outlet.
It's an outlet. Thank
that's
you.
That's a good
wow,
word.
Wow, I couldn't think
for
of that
it.
Word. That's a great word. It's a place I can just come and totally be myself.
Yeah.
And say anything that I need to say. Obviously, whether it's before or during or after. Like this is genuinely, you guys, if you're listening to this right now, if you've made it this far. This is genuinely... three best friends just getting together and chatting. Like, you guys don't even yeah. understand.
It's an excuse like, to FaceTime our best friends every
literally.
Week.
Literally.
And the yeah. fact that you enjoy listening to it is comical.
Yeah. Rolling because on the floor in shock, to be honest.
If you even knew us when we first all met, you'd be like, you guys are so weird. But it's just, it's so fun that and our story is so unique, and I need to sometimes have to sit back and like think about like, wow, we are like quite the bunch.
Yeah.
And we had no
three
business
best friends that,
and that anyone can had. Yeah. Oh, like really, we had no business becoming friends
yeah.
based
yeah.
off of our geographical locations. And we also had no business staying friends. We had no business transferring to colleges together. And there's just so many things that are complete divine intervention. Yeah. And I'm just... And like, there's been a lot of hardships in year 27. Mm. Like, a lot of things that have just, like, really utterly sucked. Mm. But this has always been the bright spot. And to say that we always come to these podcasts, and I'm definitely calling myself out, with, like, this enthusiasm. I'm like, yeah, we get to record a podcast tonight. And, like, we're doing this for our fans. Right. Like, there's sometimes I come here and I'm like, mm-hmm. What are we even doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we start talking and I'm like, this is why we do it.
Yeah.
It's like you signed up for a small group at church and you don't really want to go. But then every time you go and you leave and you're like, oh, I
totally.
Needed that.
That's funny. Totally. Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think of it like that every time.
No,
just so
but.
You guys know. But,
I
but I'm just
point.
Really like year 27 in a lot of ways has been huge highs, super massive low lows. But you guys have really been the constant for me, and I'm just so grateful.
Aww.
And appreciative, really, truly.
Well, right back at you.
Literally. That's actually really cute. I do feel like, I mean, we started this podcast essentially right around the beginning of your 27th year, and now going into your 28th year.
One of our first episodes is us talking about.
Like, to really see it in its, like, fruition now, and to, like, be, like, a year into it. And then just how, like, at the beginning, like, you didn't know you would be pregnant in a couple months. You know what I mean? Like, now stepping into motherhood. I mean, the both of you. But, like, that, what an exciting time to be. I mean, who knows if you'll be 27 or 28, you know, at the time. But, like, to be in this, like, season of your life, stepping into, like, that new hat is, like, so exciting. So I just know that this next year is going to be the best yet. It has to be. Like, it's just so many exciting things. Like, I feel like God is just, like, putting in your life. So we're excited to get a front row seat in the pod.
Yeah. You
know?
Totally.
Thanks.
Literally front row.
See your cute baby.
Cute baby.
Yeah.
Boy or girl.
Cute I'm also baby. Hoping by this point the baby is already born because I have this strict, like, you're not allowed to be born on my birthday policy.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yep. So and hopefully it would by the time this comes out.
Probably, it'd probably be so good for me, though, that the baby would be born on my birthday just because I have been talking about how much I don't want it to be born on my birthday.
Watch God be like, lols.
That's funny.
I don't think it's going to be that, though.
The whole pregnancy has been God saying lols, basically.
Right, right.
So I don't know how many more lols I can take.
Right. God, this is not the time. Not the time to lols. No.
Yeah. Read the room, God.
Yeah, read the room.
Read the room, God. Is crazy. That's hilarious. No, you're right, though. It's just like all the times that you've been saying, like, just as long as it's not this one day. So who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, by the time this airs, we'll see boy or girl, and we'll see when they're born.
A lot of fun things to reveal.
I know.
Yeah. All right, Mary.
I love that.
Why don't you bring down the mood? We're a little too up right now. Take us down.
Okay, so to bring down the mood today, we did an episode a little while back on if animals, like what animals we think of as boy or girl. We're going to do that with numbers. 1 through 10. Just 1 through 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be like on my A game. I'm going to be on my A game. Like, okay.
Yes. So right away. Okay. 1.
I'm going to look at you. Boy.
Boy.
Boy. 2.
Girl.
Girl. Girl.
3.
Girl.
Boy.
Boy. Oh, interesting.
I know.
4.
Girl.
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 5.
Boy.
Girl. Boy.
I think girl, but kind of bush.
I said, oh, okay. That is not what I was expecting you to say.
Because otherwise, I've analyzed this, and I think every even number is a girl, and every odd number is a boy, except 5 is a girl, but kind of butch.
Okay.
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 Okay. Continuing. Just, okay. 6.
Girl. Is a girl. Girl. It's a straight girl.
Straight girl.
Not a gay girl. Girl.
7, boy.
Girl.
I'm going to say girl.
7's
too.
Like a giraffe.
I like a.
No, a 7 is a girl.
7's a nerdy boy.
I agree with the girl.
No. Okay, 8 is a nerdy boy. Sorry.
No, 8 is a. 8's a boy, it's a but boy. 8 is like. 8 is like. What kind of boy is 8? He's like the chill, like.
He's a
really
football
care
player.
About anything.
He's no, a football player. No, to me, he's like dirty and like he needs to go take a bath.
Oh my
or
gosh.
Something.
Oh, we're different.
Okay.
We kind of eights. We had different experiences with 8s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 9, girl boy. With a pixie cut.
Mm-mm, it's that same nasty boy. He's still dirty. He hasn't showered yet.
Girl with a pixie cut is what I envision.
9 is hard, but.
Boy. 10,
girl.
Boy. Girl. Oh, whoa. It's such a girl. I can't explain to you how much of a girl it is.
Okay. That's interesting.
It's such a girl.
There you go.
How far?
Okay.
And I don't know why, but
now
all
what
of
about
those...
what's 28? 28 is a girl and a boy. Well, I guess you think it's a girl.
I feel like once you get to those numbers, they don't count
they don't
anymore.
I know. I'm like, how high are we
real.
Going?
They're not real people anymore.
I think once you get
their numbers.
Once you get to 17, No, 18. Once you get to 18, numbers cut off for gender.
Okay. For gender. Why 18?
Interesting.
I don't know.
Just that's why.
I can't explain you why. Okay. That's because I said that.
I was wondering.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, 20 is a girl.
Okay, well, let's just keep going. 20 is a girl.
21.
Well, then I think 22, I think 20, after 58. That, it's just based on the one's place.
So then it's repeat of everything.
It just repeats each 10. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Listeners, are we stupid? Write us in and tell us if we're morons.
Tell us what
gender you think numbers are. This is just the dumbest topic you
could I kind of love it,
but
though.
I do feel very passionate about my answers, though.
Because we've thought these things since we've known what numbers were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, we'll do days of the week.
Oh, no, gosh. Now, if you're listening to and you know Casey personally, please write an email to us so we all can read it.
Better wish her a happy birthday.
Please wish her a happy birthday. So maybe we'll read your email in the following episode. Please send us a little message to Casey on her birthday.
We do also want to let you guys know at this point, hopefully both of our childs are born.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be taking this long to bake.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
But we are going to take a quick break, and we're going to kind of fully fledge into our motherhood moment. And we are going to take some time to adapt and adopt this new life that we are going to be taking. So, we're going to have just, a brief little pause on the pod, but we're super excited to get back and tell you all about what we've been doing while we've been away.
Also, I like that it's just an unspecified amount of time.
We're just taking time.
We're just taking a brief break.
A brief moment.
And we are not telling you how long it's going to be.
Because we don't know.
Let's keep it in the dark. Because we also don't know.
Yeah. But we're really excited to come back and talk about, again, we're not going to turn into like some motherhood podcast. Yeah. Like, obviously we don't know what the frick we're doing, and so like I'm the last person you need advice from for
but like our
this,
listeners
but
do want to know how
we're just gonna
goes.
Like fill you in on what happened.
Yeah
And also, this is the unfiltered version of all things pregnancies thus far, and I'm not planning on holding back
good
anytime soon.
Good.
So, I'm going to scare some of you straight. I'm going to scare some of you into
wear
condoms.
Really
considering what you're doing.
Birth control.
Yep. When you know what I'm talking about. So,
Or will inspire you to make the best decision of your life.
Wow. Yeah.
Either or.
It really could be either one. Who
really
knows?
Could be.
Maybe a both.
Really
could.
We don't know.
We don't know at this point.
Honestly, and the only person really is me right here, right now. I'm going to be looking at both of you. And you'll be getting my raw emotions on some of these stories.
Raw emotions.
Yes.
Whether I'm terrified or inspired. Yeah. Who's to say?
And maybe a little bit
maybe
of both.
Maybe both.
Who knows? But yeah, hey, we're really, really thankful that you stuck with us. And we're also really appreciative of you giving us some time to kind of figure out what we're doing and all that. And we'll keep you posted on social media. And I'm sure Mare and I will both collectively have our announcements.
So
you can follow our like personal accounts too.
If you want to keep up with us a little bit more.
I think they're linked in our It's Been Forever.
Oh yeah, they
bio.
Are
it's on our
so
Instagram.
Go to our Instagram account and you can find us in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
And we follow along.
Yeah.
I'm not personally awesome at posting.
I'm not really either. I'm more of a story gal, like maybe once a month.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say once a month for myself. So maybe we'll just pass along our information to Kieran.
Just tell me what to post.
She'll manage us.
Honestly, I will, though.
I feel
she'll take care of it.
Once I have something to post about, though, I'll post more. Like, right now, what would I post? Like, my B-reels every day or me on the couch with my dog? You know?
Yeah.
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 Actually, I guess Bryce today literally went, why do you still have that app? Casey, you literally never post on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn notifications off. And I said, well, if you turn notifications off, then there's no point of having it. And he goes, well, there's no point of you having it now because you never use it. And
you're talking about Be Real?
Yeah. I went, touche. But I'm still like honestly, not quite ready to give it up.
Just post.
I don't know why I don't.
Just click on it.
We'll see. Sometimes I click on it just to get rid of the notification and then I close right out of it.
Oh, that sucks. That feels bad.
I actually know what you mean. Sometimes the notification is the annoying part than looking. Yeah. But we do have our own.
Kira basically has stock in Instagram. She like won't use any other social media.
Yeah, that's my social media. I won't lie. Instagram. And
you miss a lot of good snaps.
You do. I do, though.
We have really good snaps.
Yeah. I do believe it. But at this point, I can't seem to,
whatever,
get back on the train.
Whatever, it's fine.
Because we're going to snap each other all the time about our kids and you're going to miss, the pictures. How's that make you feel?
I mean, I'm still not going to get Snapchat.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay,
fine. So you hate our kids.
No!
Okay, cool. All right. Cool. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We love
thanks
you.
Thanks for listening. Yes, we love you. We appreciate
Follow
you
us
so
at all
much.
The things.
Yes.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back. Happy break, I guess.
You'll be back
soon. You'll see. That's such a good song.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
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 Bye.